If you're a digital photographer, the future is looking really exciting. Gavin Gu here from the Extreme Windows blog, and today I want to show you a demonstration of what it's like to edit high-resolution digital photos on a 4K display connected to Windows and using Adobe Photoshop CS6. Now, I spend a lot of time with photos taken from a camera like this, Canon 5D Mark III, which has a 22.3 megapixel sensor. And I like to edit photos at their native resolution, at 100% magnification. Because for me, it's easiest to see what I'm doing and to see subtle details at that magnification level. Now, with today's higher resolution camera sensors, that translates to seeing less and less of the image at 100% magnification. Now, I've mitigated that issue today because I'm going to be editing photos on a 4K display. What I've got here is an amazing four-mon setup with two 27-inch displays running full HD, one 27-inch display running WQHD, and one 55-inch Toshiba TV running 4K Ultra HD. So what we're going to be able to see here is exactly what the apples-to-apples comparison is at 100% magnification at full HD, WQHD, and 4K Ultra HD. Now, powering this whole setup, I've got the AMD Radeon 7970 graphics card. This graphics card supports up to six displays simultaneously. And I've got four here, including a 4K display. No problem, and it runs super solid on Windows 8. Now, to show you what this editing experience is like, I'd like to open Photoshop, where I've got one of the images taken with the 5D Mark III that I used in my last blog post. Now, here we're seeing the image at its full resolution, but at 50% magnification. If we zoom in to 100%, we can still see quite a bit of the image. So if I'm doing something like editing dust out of the image, which there's a lot of here, unfortunately, I can work with a lot of the image without needing it to move it around, and I can see a lot of what's going on around it, which is great. So this is an absolutely amazing capability. I can see the full image at 50% magnification. Let's compare what this is like on a WQHD display. So if we move it over to this display back here, we're still at 100% magnification, and we can see that we're really not getting the full picture of what the image looks like, even at 100% magnification. Finally, we'll go up to the full HD 1920 by 1080 display. Here, we can see even less of the image. Feels a little claustrophobic after we've been working in 4K. Let's move this back to the 4K display. Ah, that feels a lot better. Hard to believe this is at 100%. And you really can't appreciate the full magnitude of your images without seeing them in 4K. It's just absolutely mind-blowing. One final thing I wanted to show you today is the OpenCL support that Adobe Photoshop CS6 is leveraging for accelerated effects in Adobe Photoshop CS6. So if we go to Filter, Liquify, we'll get a preview window and we can warp the image with this liquify effect. So if I move this down and hit OK, we're going to render off this 22.3 megapixel image with this liquify effect applied. Now, if we didn't have Mercury graphics support, that would have taken about 20 seconds, because this is a big image and it's a computationally intensive algorithm. You can see just how fast this is. So with accelerated graphics and with this amazing multi-mon display, and most of all, with a 4K display connected to Windows, photo editing is amazing. If you want to know more about photo editing on Windows, please go to the Extreme Windows blog. Thanks.